Quakey door.
Ah, here's a good one.
Radio Frinko. You better believe it, we've got a little bit of Radio Prunko coming right your way, right now. With a little bit of world news, crazy rock and roll capes, fool's gold, animal news, which we're going to get to in a minute. Some number crunching, things getting on my goat. Our story, Tales from the Dark Side. Lumps more and some walloping tunes from the good old rock and rolling route of rock and roll. Right now, though, we got a little bit of this. Hey, was that a little bit snashy? It's all coming back to us, isn't it? In blitz and blops and blats and bits and batches and snatches and bits and things. We've got a little bit of animal news this week. That's all we're concentrating on. Let alone 15 minutes. We've cut it from 30 minutes. Well, basically from 2 hours to 30 minutes down to 15. This would be lucky if we make 10. We've got animal news coming your way. This sort of stuff. Yeah. Jim Sortner sort of stuff. Oh, ooh, keeps a buffalo as a pet. Well, I think he did. He might have eaten it. No, we'll get to that bit in a sec. All of it. It's a Canadian. Of course he is, a Canuck. He calls the 6-foot-tall, 8-foot-long beast Bailey Jr. And he and his wife, Linda, bottle-fed him when he was orphaned as a calf. Oh, little buffalo, come in the house. They let the 1,820-pound mammoth-type hairy thing into the house, shared their home in Spruce Grove, Alberta. Brilliant name. Not so for Marius Ells, though, this is the one that got eaten. Oh, dear, giving it away. What a shame. Never mind. Anyway, he had a pet hippo called Humphrey, who we refer to as his son, and almost the same, looked after him since he was a calf, but then it ate him and left him by his home and the Vaal River in South Africa's northwest province. Such a shame. If you'd like to know who this is, our, what's it called, background tune playing, it's the Sultry Cinnamon Mix from our very own one and only DJ Hijack. But back to some animal stuff. A Chinese college lecturer, An Yan Shi, he collected 5 tons of panda poo and a bit to make the world's most expensive tea, which he prices at £50,000 per kilo. That's English sterling pounds. Don't get sterling mixed up with Scotland. Anyway, pandas have a very poor digestive system, he says, and only absorb about 30% of everything they eat. Okay, we're getting it, yeah. That means the excrement is rich in fibres and nutrients. It has a mature and nutty taste and very distinctive aroma while it's brewing. Oh, sounds great. Wonderful. Civet cats, in the meantime, though, they do brew the most expensive coffee by partially digesting the beans that they eat. Same process, different cost though, because it costs about £100 per pound. And for the life of me, I don't even want to go there to work out the difference between £100 per pound and £50,000 what was it, per kilo. Yeah, that would, my head is hurting even thinking. We're not doing number crunching, it's animal news, so we don't need to go there. Whew, lucky break. We'll be right back. fresh coffee. I'm drinking tea with lots of milk. I just had to use up the milk. It's just sitting there in the bottle. I got it. Tastes terrible. Now, what were we talking about? Not creepy crawlies, but goatee. Ah, yes, goatee. The goat surfer who surfs. It's a goat that surfs in California. Don't all goats in California surf, dude? But it doesn't quite catch the 90-foot wave that Gareth McNamara did off the coast of Praia do Norte in Portugal this week, back in probably 2002, because I can't remember when this was. We're just reading the stuff, all right? Anyway, that's big. It's a big wave. 90-foot wave. It is big. It's the biggest in the world. In fact, fact. Leave that there. Goatee, the goat surfer, called Goatee, who surfs. Not 90-foot waves, though. Pussy, we call him. And this is the creepy crawly bit. They've taken up residence in the UK of late by making their way back in suitcases due to more people travelling to far-flung places. Creepy crawlies would include, of course, the natural redback, the deadly German cockroach, the stinky and hard-to-kill pharaoh ant. Ooh. It loves hospital and feeds on wounds, that one. And sticky ant. Stinky. Yeah, that's why it smells rotten. Of rotten coconuts. I think coconuts kind of smell quite nice. What does a rotten coconut smell like? I don't know. Probably stinky ants. And the crazy ant that leaves a zigzag mark after it bites the big buggery out of you. What about rabbits, though? Do rabbits bite? I don't know. It's just a cheap BBC Two ploy cue ring link to Jefferson Airplane and White Rabbit live from somewhere.
Habitually, he was habitually line
stepping. On Radio Primco. Yeah, on RadioPrimco.com. Got some exciting stuff coming up very soon. Next week, we got another walk. This weekend, we got another walk. It's 4B, the Southern Edition. We're talking Dude Talk. And then walk number 5 of the official bracket, you're still with me, is next week. If you're reading or listening to this the week after that, I don't know where you are. That was White Rabbit, a little bit of Grace Jefferson, taken from the 1967 album Surrealistic Pillow, the single reached number 8 in the Billboard Top 100. Believed that that little sauce pot Grace Slick penned it this week while she was still with the Great Society in 1965. Cool, huh? 2.5 minutes of just brilliance and timeless, endless, and fits perfectly with our, well, animal news this week, which I was pondering and what picture to go with, and I thought I'd just go with Animal from the Muppets because that's easy enough. That's enough of me talking to myself. Oddly enough, though, 100 years earlier, Charles Ludwig Dodgson, Ludwig? Remember that cartoon, Ludwig? Was it Ludwig? Anyway, Charles Ludwig Dodgson, 100 years earlier, that was prior to 1965, aka Lewis Carroll, not 1965, but Charles Ludwig Dodgson, he dished out Alice in Wonderland on the 26th of November, 1865. But I couldn't wait that long. What are we talking about? I don't know. I think we're just done. I was going to go into things that are really getting up my nose, on my goat, and around my week this week. From back in 2010, but I'm not gonna. I'm just gonna say that's probably enough for this week. Keep it turning, keep it wheel, keep it radio. Primco.com. Hey, exciting news! Version 2 of Durban's Bread and new book Tales from the Hip Mexico edition is coming soon. Keep them peeled.
I used to have a trampoline. And I'd sleep on that. And I was sleeping on the trampoline and I saw a UFO.
Radio Primcode.